USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An Ethiopian plane has crashed soon after takeoff from Addis Ababa. 157 people were on board and 35 different nationalities, including 8 Americans. No one survived. South African journalist Deborah Pata has details.
Flight delayed with the bland announcement at Nairobi's International Airport. However, the delay was anything but bland, as news of the worst possible kind reached frantic family members. All 149 passengers and 8 crew members on board Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 had died. It's unclear what caused this plane to crash, but the pilot was clearly in distress.
The pilot mentioned that he had difficulty and he wants to return.
But then they lost all contact with the plane.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
At the box office, Captain Marvel has become one of the biggest movie blockbusters ever led by a woman, bringing in $153 million in U.S. box office sales. It was easily the best opening of any movie so far this year. At number 2 this weekend, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Number 3, A Madea Family Funeral. The Lego Movie 2 comes in at number 4. And Alita Battle Angel drops down to number 5 this week. There's an alleged videotape of singer R. Kelly sexually abusing underage girls that just came out. Attorney Gloria Allred says a client of hers, Gary Dennis, found it in an old collection of videotapes.
They assume that the girls were underage because they were not fully developed.
R. Kelly is facing sex abuse charges but denies doing anything illegal. He promises to clear his name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The U.S. National Security Advisor is remaining tight-lipped on North Korea. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, National Security Advisor John Bolton would not confirm reports based on commercial satellite imagery that North Korea is making moves to build a rocket.
I don't really want to get into speculation about what they're doing. The particular site in question has two facilities. There's one that Kim Jong-un had told us earlier that he would dismantle. This is the static engine test site. There's also a launch site there that he promised to give up to Moon Jae-in, the president of South Korea. So it's actually two different parts of the same facility.
Bolton says the U.S. government is constantly watching North Korea.
According to a new poll just released in Iowa, voters are now putting former Vice President Joe Biden as their top choice for president in the 2020 election. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes on the story.
The Des Moines Register CNN poll says that Biden was the first pick of likely voters in the Iowa Democratic caucus, even though Biden has not even said whether he's running in 2020. About 27% of those polled chose the 76-year-old Biden, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders coming in second place with 25%, California Senator Kamala Harris was third. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.